Alrighty. So we're doing how you kill a machteras. Okay, so machteras is a guy breaks into your house. So the assumption is that it's a good chance that, or you're right to assume that he knows that you may stand up to protect your money. And if you stand up to protect your money, he's willing to kill you. Okay, because he knows you're gonna fight to protect your money, so he's ready to kill you. So since he's ready to kill you, the Torah says you have a right to preempt and to kill him. You have a right to kill him. Because the Torah defined the machteras as ein lo damim. He's a guy who's like no life, no blood. And the Torah doesn't protect him, defines him ein lo damim, and you're allowed to just kill him. Okay? Anyone could just kill him.
Even not the
Levites. So there was a limud. Okay, anyone could hit him. But now a further limud is that, which is that it says, v'huka v'ames. It says, and he is hit, and he dies, then ain't lo dam. So v'huka means, teaches you that, and it doesn't say, and you hit him. V'huka means, and he is hit. So it means anybody could hit him. Not only the Levites, but anybody. But then v'ames teaches you that any method of killing him will work. Not only through hitting him, but you could kill him through any method. Any method will work. Okay? You're allowed to kill him through any method. Not only through hitting him.
Does it
not mean that not? Yes. And that's what Gemara says. Lomali. We'll see. Behuka in a second. Is there Rashi here? No, okay. So it's funny. So the Gemara says, teaching you that you kill him through any method, not only through hitting him. So the Gemara doesn't have a problem with why would I think that. The Gemara's problem is that don't I already know that you could kill him through any method from somewhere else? Okay, it doesn't ask the question is, Misvara, why would I think that? Apparently the Gemara knows you could have a Svara. But the Gemara's question is, why do you need to teach me that you could kill him through any method? You should learn that out from a murderer. Okay, from an actual murderer. So this is what Gemara says. It says, it's an elamis b'chalamisha teach elamis. It's like the fifth wide line on Ayin Beis and Beis, something like that. Elamis b'chalamisha elamis. Lomali merotzeach nafki. You should learn it out from a murderer. Detanya, because it's a brisa, and this is I guess it's a few places, but Memheim and Beis in Sanhedrin. The Mos Yumas Hamake. Okay, rotzeachu. Okay, so the hitter, the smiter, should get killed, someone who murders, because he is a rotzeach. Ainli al b'misa hamurabau. I think that you could only kill him with the type of death which is written by him. And what type of death is that? Saif. You cut off his head. Right? Okay, so I would think it's only with a sword. It's only that method of killing him. How do you know? Because that's all. Bezin, if a guy murders, that's the crime. That's the punishment. Punishment is saif. That's one of the misa bezin. And a guy who kills, that's his misa. So how do I know that if bezin can't kill him through that method? Okay, what does that mean? Rashi, gon shalayim chashef, or shalayim nar mafsek. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but chashef, he's doing magic. Some sort of spells. What?
Makes his neck very
hard. Yeah, I don't know. Somehow he does some sort of way that he can't. I don't know, maybe he can defend himself. I don't know. Where there's a river in between. So he's at a place that you can't cut off his head. It doesn't work. Okay. So you have another method. Shoot an arrow at him or throw rocks at him. So how do you know that if Bezin's not able to cut off to Yusayef, that they're allowed to kill him through a different method? Talmud Lomar Mos Yumas. We call Makam. It's like a double asham. Double, it says, he should die. He should certainly die. It means no matter what. So any method of killing him. So even though there's like the preferred method of saif, but if you can't do saif, then you can do any other method. Okay? So the Gemara says, so why don't you, so that's a halacha by a guy who's chayiv misa, and a murderer who's, the court gives the Gemara din to get killed. They say he's chayiv to be killed. So that's the limud. You have an open limud teaching you that you kill him through any method. So since you know that, so why wouldn't you say the same thing by machtaras? That if the guy, if you can't hit him, so then you kill him through some other method. Okay, why don't you just learn out straight from Rodef, from Rotzeach? Okay. Right, exactly, right. Right. Okay, so David has a good question. Is that on the surface, by a murderer, so there's a halacha of Mises Bezdin. Bezdin kills people. And every crime has a specified method of killing for that crime. Can't just doesn't it's not just they kill them to any way. There's specific crimes. Certain people you stone, certain people you burn, certain people you cut off their head, certain people you strangle. There are four Mises Bezdin. So I can understand if you can't do Saif, you can't cut off his head, then there's a good question. So could you use a different method? That's a good havamina. But I mean, by here, what would I think? I mean, that's Bezdin. That's the name of Bezdin. This is Bezdin. Bezdin is a specific method. Bezdin is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Bezdin to kill him. How? Saif. It's a specific thing. Yeah, that you could do it a different way. You need a limud that you could do it some other way. That's a chiddush, because he's the Bezdin has to kill him through Saif. There's a specific onesh. But what would I think by machteras? It's nothing to do with Bezdin. It's just saying, is a guy's breaking into your house, and basically it's over saying you kill him. So what would I think? That you could only kill him by hitting him? But you can't do something else? I mean, what's hitting? Hitting is in like a halachic form. What, you're hitting a guy? What's hitting? So not only hitting, but other...
The original question
of right. What kind of thing is this altogether?
Right.
What's a havamina? What's a havamina? And if you want to say somehow that there is a havamina, right, for some reason, then why is it so clear that you could learn it out from Ratzayach?
Right?
I mean, they're totally different things. So even if you could be creative and come up with an explanation and of why it is that I would think that you could only hit him, so how do you learn out? Because by Mrs. Bezdin, they could do something else besides for Saif. Now, when it comes to Machtaris, you could do something else besides for hitting him. I mean, it just seems to be, it's a mix, it's like, they're not comparable altogether. So it doesn't make sense that altogether have Avim in here. And if there is one, then what does it have to do with that? Right? So what's the Gemara even bothered by? Okay, fine. So that wasn't my answer. But the Gemara is bothered. Okay, Gemara is bothered and saying you should learn out from there. Why don't you learn out from there? Why do you need a separate pasuk to go out of its way to tell you, Vahuka Vames. Vames teaches you, and he dies. Any way that he dies. It doesn't really matter. What do you need a limud for that? So the Gemara answers, it says, the Mishun Nahavi Rotzeach Ligoldam Shnek Sivim Ban Kachar. Vachal Shnek Sivim Ban Kachar in Malandam. Okay. Last before that was Vinigma, so it says, I'm sorry, I skipped, right? Okay, so it says Shiny Hassan, Namar Kamos, you must. So it says, no, I'd say you can learn out from Rotzeach, because by Rotzeach, it's specifically, there's a pasuk by Rotzeach, specifically it says, a double Lashon, Mos, you must. You certainly die, and that's what teaches you that you can kill through any method. But I would say that's only there, but it doesn't say an extra pasuk anywhere else. So I'd say that it's limited just to there. So the Gemara says, yeah, but v'nigma minay. But why can't you learn out from there? Because that's a general principle in the Torah, which is called binyanav. That means that if you have a class, and the Torah writes a particular about the class, you have a right to infer that same thing applies to the whole class. You have a right to generalize. Okay, you have a right to assume it's not due to a particular thing of Rotzeach, but it's some sort of universal. You'd have a right to generalize. So saying, why can't you just generalize? You'd have to show me, well, how do I know that this is unique? But on the surface, you should be able to generalize. So the Gemara is saying, why can't you just learn out from Rotzeach that it's true the pasuk wrote it there, but you should be able to generalize, to universalize, and say the same thing is going to apply by Machtaras. So the Gemara says, no, Mishun never Rotzeach, go adam shnik suv malakachad. Chol shnik suv malakachad, im lamdam. So this is a principle which is like this, is that shnik suv malakachad means, is like, is the Torah in general is an exception to the principle you have a right to generalize, which means is that if the Torah only wrote it by Rotzeach, so it teaches you'd say you generalize, you could generalize. But there's another case where the Torah also wrote it explicitly. Okay, the Torah wrote it explicitly by Gol Adam. By Gol Adam, it says that the Gemara there is on it's a Mem Hay. Gol Adam says that if a guy kills by accident, okay, negligence, I'd say, so then the family member has a right to the murderer has to run to Ari Miklat, to City of Refuge, and he's safe there. But if he doesn't, then the relative of the victim could go kill him. Okay, so that's only so it says the relative as the Gol Adam is the relative, the redeemer of his blood could go kill him. But the Gemara says, but let's say there is no Gol Adam, Then could someone else do it? So the Gemara says, yes, if there's someone else, there's no Gol Adam, there's no relative, then Bezin makes a Gol Adam. They just set someone up as being the Gol Adam. Okay, and how do you know that? Because it's a limud. Okay, it's a limud, whatever. Befigobo, whatever. Okay, so that's what the limud is teaching you, is that even though the pasuk says Gol Adam, it's not only Gol Adam, but it could be through anyone else, through someone else also. Okay? So you have it's similar to the Torah by both of them, both by a murderer. The Torah says Saif with a sword, and then the Torah goes out of its way to teach you not only a sword, but it could be anyway. And then by Gol Adam, the Torah says the Gol Adam could kill him, the relative could kill him, and then you have a limud which teaches you, no, it's not only him, but really anyone could do it. So you have two psukim, two instances where the Torah went out of its way to extend it to not only the manner which is explicitly written in the Torah, but to extend it to any method. It's not exactly the same. Yeah, right. Exactly. By the murderer, it's extending it from killing him by the sword to killing him through another method. By Gol Adam, it's saying killing him through the relative versus killing him through some other guy. But either way, it's the pasuk goes out of its way to extend it and to say that it's not limited to the particular manner which is written in the Torah, whether a particular manner or a particular person, but it extends to a general case.
How are they two plus one
hour? Hold on a second. So it has two instances. So the thing is why did the Torah have to extend to write an extra thing by both of them? Apparently, the Gemara is holding they're related. These are related. I mean, we're going to have to understand that. But why wouldn't it suffice just to write it by murder? By one off one, because since you have a universal principle, you have a right to generalize. Once the Torah writes it by murder, you'd be able to generalize that whenever in this area the Torah writes something, it doesn't mean exactly that method. And therefore, I would already know that when it says the relative, it doesn't mean only the relative. So the fact that the Torah had to specify again by Gol Adam is indicating to you the Torah doesn't want you to generalize. If the Torah wanted you to generalize, write it once, and that will be your universal. But since the Torah writes it twice, it says specifically it applies here, apparently it means is in other specifics where the Torah didn't write it, so you say it doesn't apply. So therefore, by Machteres, you say that you can only kill him through hitting him. So that's why the Torah has to go out of its way and write it by Machteres as well. Okay, to teach you, that's the principle of Shnei Ksuvim Bo'ank Echad Ein Malkin. If you have two psukim which come as one, which teach you the same thing, so then you have no right to generalize and say that that's setting up a rule. To one pasuk, you could say that's the setting up ahead of a category. But once there are two, you don't need two to set up a category. So it shows you that it doesn't want you to set up a category, it's only specifics. Then you only have the specifics which are specified. Okay, that's just pshat. It's pshat. Okay, so let me just read some Rashi's here. Universal. What is? I mean, that's the question. What is the universal here? Yeah, what's going to have all these cases? What would I think? I mean, where would I extend this to? Everywhere? I mean, where? By what's the? What is it that when I kill a guy, I kill a murderer, you have to use a sword? I could do it anyway. Gol Adam, it's not only Gol Adam, anyone could do it. Machteres, you don't only hit him, but you could also. So what is this by everyone? Like, what about by a guy who? Who does Avodah Zarah, so we stone him. And could we also do a different method? Like, is this, like, where is this extending to? Yeah, where? How far does this thing go? Where are the cases? I mean, they all somehow involve murder, though, right? At least these cases do. It's like in some form or other, right? By accident, on purpose, machteras. I mean, it seems like it doesn't, I mean, the Tosus says it doesn't apply, it doesn't just extend to everything. It's not universal that you always extend to everything. It's not saying. I mean, well, I guess you have Shem Usum and Kachad. At the end of the day, definitely it's only these cases. But the question is, what would the universal have been? You're right. What would you have extended to? What's this? How are these things related? How are these things even in the same class? Yeah, look at the Rashi. Shem Usum and Kachad. We didn't read that Rashi. Technik Mardin. The lo bo'inon behu kra kedechsev. Because I guess Rashi is explaining a little bit. What's it teaching you? That two psukim both tell you that you don't need the pasuk exactly as it is written, right? Saif, you don't need exactly a sword, and And the Gol Adam, you don't need exactly that. So you have two cases of which selling, you don't need exactly that. Hilkach, ilo rabia, therefore, by machteres, if you didn't extend it, if you didn't have a limud, avemino li bo'im miso aksuva, I would think that it has to be literally the death, the kind of death which is written by it. Kigon haka'a, like hitting. It's funny, what does that mean, kigon haka'a? For instance, killing, hitting him, that's what I would think. I think it's only the miso which is written there. For instance, like, for instance, what, I mean, there would be other options also, I thought it's only the one which is written there. It sounds like now Kigon, it's the same example. Avalo lechonko, latbio b'mayim. But not to strangle him, to drown him in the water. Do you have a different gears on that? I don't know, is it ulatbio? I don't know, something's funny there. Avalo lechonko, latbio b'mayim. Not to strangle him, to drown him in the water. Maybe it should be, or to drown him in the water.
Lechonko
le? No, it's funny. Yeah, the same thing. I just thought you maybe yours is the yours is the but whatever. Like so saying, but not. So I would think that you could only use the miso which is written there. Like for instance, hitting him, but not to drown him or strangle him, drown him in the water. What's hitting? Right. What's hitting altogether? Yes. All right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Vikahu, the pasuk says hit him. Yeah. What's funny? What's funny between these two Rashi's? What's funny about the Gemara here says this thing of strangling him. But I mean Rashi says strangling him. All right, so what were Rashi's examples before when he wanted to give examples? He says, I think you only kill him with a sword. But if you can't kill him with a sword, and you what were his other examples? To shoot an arrow at him or throw rocks at him, right? So those are apparently the other options, right? So now here it says, I think you can only hit him. But not to strangle him or to drown him. Well, like, why couldn't he stick to those other examples? Well, he's making up new examples. Well, I said, I think you can only hit him, but not to throw rocks at him or to shoot an arrow at him. Like, I don't know. Why is he going away from the example that examples which he had earlier? But in other words, it could have been a case. This is by Machtaris. This is a guy who's basically an onlooker who's looking out his window, sees this guy breaking into his house, and could shoot an arrow at him. And take him out. So what's wrong with, like, there's a river, whatever, you can't get there in time anymore. I'm just wondering, why did he make up new cases? Right, and also, what did he mean, kigon, right? That was funny. He's like, I think only the one which is written there. For instance, hitting him. What kind of thing is hitting him? Whoever heard of, I understand Saif. Saif is a specific Mises Bez. And what, hitting him? I think you only could hit him? Or only kigon? And once it's kigon and you're giving us one example, then darn you automatically saying that it's universal? No, so I'll tell you what I think Pshat is. I'm just saying Pshat and Rashi here. Is because I think it's, you could say, and I said, you could say, you mean, you're just giving examples, really it's the same thing. He means the same thing. He just wants to get a little, keep it more entertaining, think of all different ways you can kill a guy. Drown him, or you shoot arrows at him, throw rocks at him. But, and I think what he means, kigon, I would think that throwing a rock at him or shooting an arrow at him would come under hitting him. Kigon hiko means to kill him through, like a blow. And hitting a guy, throwing a rock at a guy, shooting an arrow at a guy, that's all he got. That's what he means, kigon he got. As opposed to drowning a guy. Drowning a guy is a different type of killing a guy. It's not killing a guy through a blow, but it's killing a guy through cutting off his air supply. It's a whole different thing. Or, choking him. It's a whole different method of killing him. So, like you said, what's hitting him? There's no such thing as hitting a guy. Well, I would think the only way you could do it is hitting him with your hand, with your fist, what's he talking about? So he means to hit him by impact, that type of hitting him. I think that's the method that you could kill him. Keep going, like hitting him. But I would think if you want to use a different method of killing a guy, namely drowning him, to strangling him, to drown him, that kind of a method, so I'd say you can't do that.
Does that mean he's extending it not on the first Rashi? Because Saif,
yeah, but in Saif, but by Saif, I'd think, I'd say Saif is a form of Mises Bezdin. It's not... You don't have choices. Saif doesn't mean kill him with a blow. Saif means kill him by cutting his head off with a sword.
So he's not excluding drowning there.
Exactly. By Bezdin, if Bezdin would use throwing rocks at him, that's not Saif. You're killing him by impact. But that's not the Mises Bezdin. Has a very specific, exact form. The second you do anything different, that's not the thing. That's a specific, because Mises Bezdin has the exact method, and therefore, I think if you can't do Saif and the only thing you do is throw rocks at him, then I'd say you can't do it. Well, anything different, even if it's a blow. But when it comes to this Rashi, the Havmina of saying hit him can't be that you have to hit him. There's no specified form of hitting a guy. The only thing is you could argue that it would be only by an impact. So, but if you have no way of doing it through an impact, then the only way to do it is to drown him. So then could I do that? So this is what the Pasuk teaches you, you could do that. Of course, we know what the svara is. I mean, there's no svara. I'm just giving pshat at this point. Because what kind of idea is that? To kill him through an impact or kill him through drowning? Who really cares? Still doesn't really make sense. I'm just kind of following the clues in Rashi. I'm pshat here. Again, the two clues are, one clue is with kigon hitting him, for instance. So that shouldn't be in for instance. If you want to say it means exactly what the pasuk says, just like Vaisayev, it's exactly a sword. Anything else isn't a sword. And what does it mean like hitting him? Hitting him is hitting him. That's one clue, and the second clue is why Rashi changes, right? Which again are clues. They're not nothing very explicit, but I think if you read Rashi carefully, they're good clues, and they are funny, you know. And I think it follows. You know, again, it will be better hopefully when we have a svara. But I mean, I think you're not ready to give a svara if you don't have the, you know. I mean, we don't even know what's going on, right? But back to our original problems. I mean, if you don't really follow this last stuff, I mean, whatever, we'll get back to it. But I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on here. But how do we approach this whole thing? I mean, we don't know. We don't really know anything, right? I mean, what's going on here? We have this thing by me. We know we have this thing by Misa, by Saif, that you kill not only with Saif but other methods. Then, the question is, somehow you want to learn that to here. Say you can't because of Shnei Ksuvim. I mean, I don't know. Where should we start? I mean, that's, I think, part of the problem here. And why would I think he can only hit the guy and not through other methods? What's going on? I mean, how do we just get our feet wet in the area? That's kind of the hard part here. It's just like, it's kind of overwhelming. A lot of funny things going on. What's a good start out here? Okay, good. Okay, good. I'll go with Matt. It's good. Start off with simple. But you have an open question by Rusayev. Okay, if a guy murders, the pasuk says, you cut off his head. And then you say, so I think you only cut off his head. So the pasuk comes out and teaches you, most you must certainly die. Which means not only if you cut off his head, but if you don't have the ability to cut off his head, then you only have some other method, so you do it the other method. So it's Avin Maskana about whether a murderer is killed only through Sayef or through any method that's available to you. So maybe let's just define that, right? I mean, before, because that's definitely relevant in our whole puzzle here, right? I mean, the question is, could we go from there to Machteras? But that's like, that's just plain old Mises Bezdin. Machteras is very complicated. Plain old Mises Bezdin, simple Havamina Maskana. You know what I mean? And we're going to need some conceptual understanding of that thing. So, and it avoids all the complications of our sugya. So let's at least, sometimes if you're overwhelmed by a lot of problems, just define something which is basic, simple, and work from there and try to build, you know, get into the harder problems. Okay, so let's try to define that. It's good, by the way, I mean, just methodology. I think it's always good to go through the basic facts of a sugya before you start to... that's my opinion. I mean, you know, different styles. But I always like to just get... I mean, it's not like we're going a daf worth of Gemara. I mean, it's a few lines of Gemara. Get the problems, get all the facts, ask some basic questions, you know, kind of see the outlay of the, you know, the scenery here, and then pick your part where you want to start. You know, like, otherwise... you don't necessarily know. You should be strategic about how you approach the thing and which problem to start with. So, I mean, you know, it's always good to see what you're dealing with, see the problems. You know, maybe answer to one will help you with a different one. I mean, it's sometimes good to have the issues at hand and to have all the problems and the basic facts in your mind before you start, you know, assuming it's not too difficult. I mean, if sometimes the facts could go on and on and on and on, at some point, you know, you keep on going forever before you start thinking. So I'm not, you know, there does come a point where it's just not worth it anymore. You know, then you're, at least that's why I feel. I mean, you have to decide. But I always, especially here, you see, it's not the biggest Gemara in the world. It's worth just getting all the pshat, asking some good questions, and then take a step back, and then, you know, then pick a good starting point. Okay, so let me just, I think I'm just going with David, as David was saying, just try clarifying a little bit. Simple question. Is when the murderer is chayav saif, right? What do you do if a guy murders, you kill him by cutting off his head? Is it pshat that a murderer is chayav? Well, what is the punishment for murder? Is it pshat that the punishment is cutting off his head, saif? Or is it pshat that the punishment is death? And the halacha of cutting off his head is... is a halacha in Bezdin. How should Bezdin kill him? Okay, he's chayiv misa, he's chayiv to be killed. But by what method should Bezdin do it? So the mitzvah is that they should kill him through method of kanaf hazav. But his chayiv is a chayiv misa. The halacha of saif is a halacha in the mice of Bezdin. Is how should they accomplish it? Okay. Or the other way is that no, he's chayiv saif. When a guy kills, he's chayiv to get his head cut off. Okay, so that is his chayiv. So what's the difference? The difference is that if you can't kill him through any other method, if you can't cut off his head, he's too far away. So if you say that the guy is chayiv saif, he's chayiv to get his head cut off, so then it's it, he can't do it. So what do you say? Throw rocks at him, but he's not chayiv to get rocks on him. He's chayiv saif, and that's it. He can't get saif. It would be like if a guy is chayiv to be whipped. You can't just kill him. I mean, they're different punishments. Different punishments are different. Every crime is his own punishment. But if you say that the chayiv really is a chayiv misa, he's chayiv to be put to death. The murderer is chayiv to be put to death. Now, so what's chayiv? Chayiv is just the mitzvah. Is that how should Bezdin do it? There are a lot of ways to put a guy to death. So the mitzvah is that Bezdin should do it through a chayiv. That's the right way to do it. But if you can't do it, then he still is a chayiv misa. So then you have to do a different method. So Bezdin can't specifically choose a different method, because that's the mitzvah. They're supposed to bring about his chayiv misa through his ayif. But if they can't, they still have to respond to his chayiv misa. Bezdin's the one who's in charge with carrying out the guy's chayiv misa. So they can't do it in the method prescribed, and they'll do it a different way. Okay? So the question is, at least for now, I think we should just limit it to a murderer. Is a murderer, other misas, we don't know if they're simple. It seems like for the Zatosis, it seems like by other ones, definitely it's the specific misa. He's chayav skila, he's chayav chanak, he's chayav whatever. He's always chayav in particular. But here, by murderer, the question is he chayav death? And that's what the Pasuk says. That limud is most yumas. Hamakeh rotzeachu. He shall certainly die.
Right.
Which means that he's essentially chayav death. A murderer is chayiv to be killed. That's his chayiv. He's not chayiv to get his head cut off. He's chayiv to get killed. And the head cut off is the method by which Bezdin is obligated to do it. And they're obligated to do it that way. But his chayiv is intrinsically a chayiv of getting killed. Period. They get rid of this guy. Kill him. How? Okay, there's different ways. But you would have thought, if you didn't have a limud, you'd just say he's chayiv to have his head cut off. He can't do it. So he'll be alive. Well, the problem is, he can't do this thing. That's what I'm saying. It's most humans, he shall certainly be put to death. The Torah didn't set up the chiv on a particular form. That, in a certain sense, is limiting. Now it basically says he could live, there's just one way. No, the Torah set it up, essentially get rid of this guy. Murderer should be put to death. Most humans, he's a murderer. Get rid of him. Okay, Dave, that's what you're saying, basically, right? Okay. So I guess there's two questions now. In theory, how do you extend this to Machteras? Why should you be able to extend this to Machteras? And parallel question, which you have to choose which one you want to answer first, is like, what's the sense to thinking by Machteras you would have to only hit him? You would only have to kill him by an impact, by a blow. Right? What would be the sense to that? And assuming there would be a sense to that, what's the logic to being able to automatically extend it from Rotzeach to Machteras? By the way, before we get to that, could we explain this similar Chakira? Could this Chakira carry over to the Gol Hadam? The Gol Hadam? At least in form. Or the Gol Hadam. Again, the Havmina would be that the Gol Hadam, specifically the relative of the victim, has to kill him. Right, the pasuk teaches you now. Even if there is no Gol Hadam, someone else kills. Right, you're right. Right, exactly. It's the same exact question. Is the halacha the Torah says the Gol Hadam kills the relative kills the murder. So is it a halacha that he's chayiv to be he's killed by the murder by the relative? Right, that is what his chayiv is. His chayiv is he's subject to death by the relative. Okay, or do you say, no, he's really chayiv misa. He's really chayiv to be killed. And the mitzvah is that it's accomplished through the relative. Okay, that's a separate mitzvah, is that that's how it should be. It shouldn't just be accomplished by anyone, but the relative has stake in this thing, and the Torah still gave that the mitzvah. But if there is no relative, so then it'll be to kill through some other method. But if you were to say that intrinsically the thing is he's chayiv to be killed by the relative, so there's no relative, then he's not chayiv to be killed altogether. So it's like a similar thing, is where you have a specific, you have killing the guy, but there's a specific method mentioned. And the question is that intrinsic in his chiyuv, that it's death through this method, either the sword or the relative? Or do you say, no, essentially the thing is death, and it's a separate mitzvah that it should be through the sword, or just mitzvah should be through the Goldam, in which case, if you don't have these methods, then you'll do it through a secondary method. Right? In which case, could we at least roughly extend this form at the Machteras without having any real ideas? Same thing, right? By Machteras, he's chayav to be killed. And the Pasuk says, you hit him. Which we don't know why. We have to fill in the blank here. But is it pshat that really he's chayav to be killed? He's really chayav death. He's really in Ladam, he could be killed. He's permitted, there's the permit to kill him. Now, oh yeah, the method which the Torah says is to hit him. Hitting is the best method. But essentially, he's subject to death. Or do you say no, that he's really only subject to being hit? Hitting is what the Vikohu. Does Vikohu mean that that's the preferred method, but really he's subject to death? Or do you say no, he's subject to being killed through hitting? In which case, if you can't hit him, then there's no way I can't do it. Right, the same kind of thing. But again, by the other ones, there's a kind of sense to it. Here, it's just random. I mean, what's hitting? It's a sense of that altogether. And why is it, what's the universal? Why would you be able to universalize here? What's the sense in this thing? What's the sense in the universal here? Right. Okay, on the surface, it would seem that the whole question here is limited to these cases, which are like killers. And this is somewhat conjecturous. It's hard to know for sure. But I would say, even the Havamina is saying, is like, the Pasuk says, Mos yumas hamake rotzeafu. Is he shall certainly be put to death, the hitter, because he is a murderer. Which is like, you see the Torah has a strong stance against murder, against killers. Okay, like it says, like, the Pasuk says you can't take ransom to save a killer, and you have to stop. Death, killers destroy societies. Okay, you can't have a society. There's a Rambam who talks about it. It's like the worst. It's like funny. He says, even though other crimes are worse than it, it's like the worst thing. It's like, it sounds like a contradiction, but he basically says, like, it destroys Yeshua Shalom. The whole society is dependent on people not killing each other. Like, there's an idea of the order in society is that killers are exterminated. You know what I mean? And it could be, you would think, if you just had it by, if you have a precedent, in general, you have a specific cleave to stone this guy, to stone all special methods of killing a guy, of all other crimes. But now when it comes to death, to a murderer, the Torah says, Mos yumas hamake rotzeach, you should kill him no matter what, put him to death, kill this guy, and then the saif is only a particular method. You'd say that it's a principle is that when it comes to murderers, The Torah's chiyuv is basically death. Get rid of murderers. Yeah, there's a method, but the Mises Bezin, the particular form of the thing, it takes on the framework of a mitzvah. But the essential chiyuv is basically kill the guy. Yeah, that's what you'd be able to universalize that. You'd think universalize that to a Gol Adam, to the guy who kills by accident, and to Machteris, who's basically, you're killing him because he's a potential murderer. So you'd say, you'd have a right, if there was no you'd say is that this is the stance. The Torah is going out of its way by Rotzeach because of the fact that it's a murderer, and you'd universalize it to all murders, to all cases. So the saying is, but the Torah, you have no right to do that because of the Shnei Yisrael Ka'achat, so therefore you just have to go by each case. You know what I mean? But like, you would think that it's just the Torah's treatment of murders, of killers. Okay, but it's not a universal. A universal thing is a regular guy who does a crime is a specific cleave of Misa of a skilo. Let's say skilo, it's not anything else. So you'd say, you'd have no right to just extend it. Why don't we leave this, so what are we left with? So our question basically is, the question which we'll be left with, I think, is, what's the deal with, why would I think that by Machteris you only hit him? What is hitting? What's hitting or impact, and what kind of idea is that? I understand by Mises Bezin of Saif. Saif is specifically if, so you say there's a specific method. But what I think is a particular new invention of hitting him through a blow, there's no sense to it. It just sounds ridiculous. You can't just, I understand the Gol Adam is the Gol Adam. It's only for the Gol Adam. He's the relative. But it just has to make some sort of sense. You can't just say, and if you want to say, look, Torah only says hit him, so then maybe you say it's only hitting him, not throwing an arrow at him, or, like a Gaon. So it must be there's some, at least some concept in why hitting would be the unique method, and there would be Havmina that you'd only be allowed to kill the guy through hitting him. Again, it's not a question why. It's not like a why question. Like, it's not a question why would I think you could only kill the murderer through Saif? Because Saif is a specific way of killing a guy. It's a specific means of Bezin, and you say that's what Torah is positing by him. But here, you can't say the Torah is positing hitting. Hitting isn't even a category. It's like, what category is that? Well, what kind of... This just simply isn't a category. So it must be there's some concept here. It's not... You can't just say... There's no category of just hitting a guy. So it must be there's something more here. Something we're missing. Okay, so that's that question. I think that's basically the question we have hanging here, right? And then...